Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Daniel Sullivan. He is the founder and the president of Sullivan Solar in San Diego, and he's going to be telling us about some new rates going into effect December 1st, so they're in effect now, on solar that a lot of people don't know about and that could dramatically affect your bill. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Miriam. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I understand that under this new rate structure, this time-of-use rate structure, in 5 years, a typical family's electric bill could increase 143%. Can you explain to us what's happened and why?
Absolutely. So to give you a little background, people who went solar between June 30th, 2016 and December 1st, 2017 have been afforded a 5-year grandfathering provision from the utility. So for the next 5 years, those people will have the same time of use windows and be billed according to those windows. Mm-hmm. Thereafter, they will be subjected to the new time of use windows, which went into effect on December 1st. And that is what will cause their bills to go up substantially. To give you a little more information on that, the current time of use windows result in the highest charges during the middle of the day. So from 11 to 6, they charge you the most.
Right.
That's how it was. So solar power lined up nicely with their billing structure because a solar power system would produce the most energy when it was most expensive.
Okay.
And you would consume energy when it was least expensive. Under the new rules, they've completely flipped the script. And that is, the electricity is cheapest when solar is producing power in the daytime, and most expensive during the night when solar is off.
Wow. So I'm looking here that SDG&E is going to be charging 27 cents for electricity during the day and 54 cents at night. So
correct.
It's double, basically.
Correct. So you'd have to produce 2 units of energy to offset one at nighttime. It's a fantastic design by the utility. In fact, I would call it criminally genius in that they're trying to make it so that you cannot escape their charges.
Yeah.
That's really at the root of what they're trying to do.
Kind of goes to this whole regulatory capture of the Public Utilities Commission that Mike Aguirre was talking about just last week in the documents that he released about how so many of their decisions recently seem to favor the utilities over the consumers. That's a whole other story. So let's go back to how consumers will be impacted. So those who bought between June 30th, 2016 and December 1st, of 2017, mm-hmm. those people are grandfathered in for 5 years, and after that, your rates are going to go up unless you get a battery, which we'll be talking about in a minute. People who bought before then, back in early 2016 or earlier, I understand they're okay because they're grandfathered in even before the whole net metering, is that right?
Correct. So it was called net metering 1.0, where the people who went solar prior to June 30th, 2016, they received 20 years of grandfathering protection on their current rate structure and compensation with the utility.
So they're good for 20 years.
They're good.
The people who bought recently are good for 5 years. What about the people who buy tomorrow and on into the future?
Right. And that's a very important topic. Many people think solar today is no different than it was even a week ago. And it has changed dramatically with this new structure.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, a battery is a necessary component of any solar power system, and that the battery allows you to charge your battery when electricity is cheap, which is during the day,
mm-hmm.
save that energy for the evening to use when they're trying to charge you twice as much. So nowadays, a solar power system that is equipped to deal with this rate structure is one that incorporates battery storage.
Okay, so basically it makes sense for anybody who bought in the last year and a half to do this, as well as anybody purchasing a system going forward. How much do batteries cost?
Well, batteries aren't cheap, but they're an excellent value. A battery will cost, before any incentives are applied, approximately $6,200.
And how much can you get off of that with the incentives?
So the state of California has a program called the Self-Generation Incentive Program. And that provides currently approximately $3,000 in the form of a rebate. In addition, the remaining balance of roughly $3,200, you can take a 30% federal tax credit against that, bringing the total cost down to around $2,000. Substantial incentive.
And we understand some of those incentives will be disappearing in June unless the legislature renews them, so it's probably a good idea to get the battery before then if you can. And then I assume that people can finance out that $2,000 over a number of years. What can you get it down to on a monthly basis?
Around $20 a month.
So $20 a month, you can have your battery, and then SDG&E can't jack up the rates on you this way. Basically, this is the way around this problem.
Correct. A battery you can think of as almost like an insurance policy to protect your investment in solar.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. How much can people save by going solar? Is it still worth it with the cost of the battery calculated in?
Oh, absolutely. If you finance the entire system, including the battery, the monthly payment we find is, for the average customer, around $100 less than what they would have paid the utility.
Okay.
So you can go solar, no money out of pocket, pay $100 less, and be protected from utility attacks.
And, of course, you're doing your part to combat global warming, climate change, and go green.
Absolutely. So you save money, you save the environment, and you reduce the amount of imported fossil fuels this country needs. So all in all, it's a win-win-win.
Very good. Now, listeners, if you just tuned in, we're speaking with Daniel Sullivan, who's the founder and president of Sullivan Solar Energy in San Diego. As far as where to get more information, obviously people can reach out to you at Sullivan Solar if they want to. Where else can they go if they're looking for, you know, unbiased sources or a governmental type source of information on this? Where can they find it?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of consumers don't know who to trust because if you go to a solar company, they have a vested interest in selling you something.
Yeah, and there's very good ones, and there's, you know, like in many industries, some snake oil salesmen as well.
True. So people like a third-party entity, and the best entity to go to, we find, is the Center for Sustainable Energy.
Mm-hmm.
They actually administer the rebate program for the battery.
Okay.
So they'll give consumers the information they need to make an educated decision, and so they can have confidence going forward with making these investments.
Very good. So the Center for Sustainable Energy, which oversees the rebates, and they have objective, impartial information about this whole program and preferred vendors and so forth. The takeaway from all of this, if you tuned in late, is that effective December 1st of this year, if you're going solar and you don't have a battery, you can be charged a much higher time of use rate and really take away a lot of those savings from having a solar system. If you do have a battery, then that's kind of the way that you can avoid that problem and still make it pay to go solar.
Absolutely.
How large are these batteries and where do people put them?
So typically the battery will go in the garage on a wall. It mounts to the wall. It's about, you need a space that's about 6 feet tall by 4 feet wide.
Mm-hmm.
And that battery saves you money on your bills, but it also provides you backup power in the case of a power outage. So it's solid technology. It's the same technology that's been deployed in the Chevy Volt and the Chevy Bolt. So we've got hundreds of thousands of miles and charges behind these things.
So it's a proven, tested technology.
It is.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, Daniel?
I think that what we're seeing with the evolution of the battery technology paired with solar power, we're seeing a transformation of the grid, which is, in my opinion, well overdue.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives more power to the consumer and to the ratepayer so that they control their energy usage. So batteries with solar, I think, is the ultimate solution to get our entire country off of fossil fuels. And I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely. I want to thank you so much, Daniel, for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.